games. And 5 out of 10 in the first half here tonight. Diallo on the right side. Looks to get it into Kepnong. He'll catch. Mid-post right. Turns. Goes up. Too strong. Rebound Winter. Whips to Blackwell. Blackwell with 19 first half points. Up the floor for the Badgers. Left of the circle. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Working low on the right. Trying to step around Diallo. Goes up right hand. Back rim no. Back tap Winter. Crow is there. Left wing. And a whistle. And a foul is called. And you're going to get Zoom Diallo. That's going to be his second.
Wisconsin's up by 16. And this is one of those moments that you fully anticipate them to keep the foot down. Pedal down,
yeah.
Just especially because of what you saw on Saturday, right? Like, understand you still have to be extremely aggressive.
Tanjay, base or sideline left, will inbound. Tanjay had 7 first half points, 22 against Oregon. Needed a lot of shots to get there, though. Here's Winter outside right. Goes to Tanjay on the right wing. Tanjay to the line. Tanjay, mid post left, pivots, floats it back out the crowd. Shot clock is at 6. Pass deflected. Blackwell gathers. 4 to shoot. Blackwell high on the left against Osibor. Contested 3, left of the circle, and that's an air ball. And out of bounds to Washington. That possession just got scrambled, and you had Blackwell working against great Osibor with the shot clock about to expire. Minute 40 into the second half, 46-30, Wisconsin. Zoom Diallo left of the circle, feeds Mason at the top. Quick close from McGee as Mason retreats between the wheels. Goes to Tyree Harris, high on the right, tightly defended by Tanjay. A pass for Osibor, left lane line, stumbled a bit, throws it up left hand, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Osibor. It'll be Wisconsin ball.
We haven't seen Max Klesman in the second half yet. It's a little bit of a change there.
Yep. You are correct. As McGee up the floor, throwing to Nolan Winter. And the pass deflected by Mekhi Mason out of bounds. It was intended for Blackwell. Yeah, Maxton with the shooting shirt on as well. 2:08 gone, second half, 46-30, Wisconsin. McGee throwing to Tanjay, right corner, goes inside, crowd catches, easy money, low on the right, he'll finish.
That's great pass there, understanding what needed to happen with the angle where the defender was at.
48-30, Wisconsin. Osibor on the left wing. Osibor takes it off the wing to the free throw line, out to Tyree Harris. Jump stop, right block, pushed it up, too strong, no good. Rebound, Kepnong trying to power it up, that's off the rim. Tip, no, comes down with it, tries again, no good again. Crow the rebound, outlet to Tanjay. Right side of the front court is Tanjay, left hand over the free throw line. Beats Crow, top of the circle, whips to Nolan Winter at the right point. He'll give it up to Blackwell. Blackwell off the right wing in the lane, that's knocked away by Osibor. Turnover for Wisconsin. Here's Osibor down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down. Tanjay was chasing, but Osibor with the flush. 48-32, Wisconsin, 3:05 into the second half. Nolan Winter loops it inside for Crow. It's batted away by Osibor. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Thought is there. I don't love that pass, though. Yeah, that's a high-risk, low-reward type pass.
Iheanacho in for Diallo as they sub their point guards as Gilmore will check in for the Badgers in place of Nolan Winter. He inbounds to Gilmore, gets it back to Kamari. 16:48 to play, 48-32 Wisconsin. Crowd turns to Tanjay, high on the left. Tanjay attacking down the lane to the rim. He'll lay it in. Tanjay with a strong take, which we have said many times this season. 50-32 Wisconsin.
And it's just catch, rip, go. You're seeing that a lot here.
Osibor outside right, scoops it to Mekhi Mason, tightly defended by Kamari McGee. They'll throw it to Iheanacho, high on the left. Shot clock is at 10. Iheanacho off the Kepnong screen. Iheanacho right lane line, draws kicks, catching. Osibor tries a 3. Back iron, no good. Rebound Tyree Harris, bobbled it, and I think they're going to get Tanjay for a foul there. EJ Karstensen on the call. It'll be on Tanjay, his first. Jack Janicki will check in now for John Blackwell. 50-32 Wisconsin, 16:10 remaining. Tyree Iheanacho. Inbound baseline left with a new 20 on the clock. We get it into Mekhi Mason. He'll try a 3. Left corner rattles through.
Tough shot there by Mason. Kamara McGee's trailing that entire time. He's right there. The only thing I'd have is a light adjustment. Have Kamara have his hand up.
Third three for Mason tonight. 4 minutes into the second half. 15-point lead, Wisconsin, 50-35. Crowd backing. Right block. Turns in the lane. Up left hand. Good off the right shoulder turn.
By the way, that call was not nearly exciting enough for that post move. Did you see the shake, the move beforehand? Oh, come on. That thing was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, such big man bias.
What do you mean?
Asabora, a sweet move.
Nah, that was all right. Nah, all right.
52-37, Wisconsin. You're brutal. Janicki goes in. Oh, give and go. Janicki to the rim.
And that was just
it's all about the guards right there.
It was not nearly as impressive as that post, but still pretty impressive.
That was a Picasso.
That was really good. That was really, really good.
54-37, Wisconsin with 15-10 remaining. Kept on throwing to Tyree Harris. Outside left, being dogged by Tanjay. Now Asabora out high. Asabora at the right point, closing his Gilmore in a pass. Knocked away by McGee. Rolling to the backcourt. McGee and Mason both diving. Out of bounds. Last
Wisconsin
touch by
absolutely.
Mason. Oh, there's Kamari McGee. We've talked about his three-point shooting so much this season. No one has a higher percentage, but he reminds us that he will D you up, and that's what he did right there as we have a break in the action. See a seven-footer do that. Brought to you by Wisconsin Basketball. Brought to you by Rail Transport. Offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
You're lucky we got to get to a break. You're lucky.
What do we do right now? So quiet. 14:58 remaining. Wisconsin 54, Washington 37. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
14 minutes, 58 seconds remaining. Badgers lead 54-37 as Kamari McGee baseline left will inbound it to Stephen Crowell. High on the left, he'll hand it off to McGee at the center circle. High screen Crowell. McGee left of the wheel, beats Gilmore, fakes the three as Asabora closed. 10 of the shot clock. Here's Kamari weaving, now barreling down the lane to the rim, lays it in. Boy started to weave and then had a burst. 56-37, Wisconsin.
What if they continue to do, though? Continue to attack.
Breidenbach hands off to Harris, feeding Asabora. Inside feed, Breidenbach catches low on the left, turns it out to Davis. Left wing, left open. Janicki sagged off. You don't want to do that to D.J. Davis, who just splashed a three.
Now, even though there was a rotation there, and Janicki was there on the help, stay there. He's the best shooter.
56-40, Wisconsin. 14-14 remaining. Crowell, single coverage. Breidenbach throws it out to Gilmore. Scoops to Janicki, Jack to the top of the arc, sends to Crowell, scoops to Tanjay. Tanjay outside left, sizing up Reidenbach, faking the three, throws it back out to Gilmore, eight to shoot. Gilmore, right of the lane, trying to back on Osibor, four to shoot, throwing to Tanjay, flips a three right corner, off the rim, no good. Reidenbach the rebound, knocked away Gilmore, but gathered by Osibor. Osibor to the front court for the Huskies. Badgers lead 56-40 into Harris, make it 56-42. Tyler Harris flashing inside for the dunk. Here's McGee on the weave again, down the lane, pushed it up and in. Oh, McGee with a quick answer. 58-42, Wisconsin. 13 and a half minutes remaining here at the Kohl Center. Tyree Iheanacho walks the dribble right of the center circle as Jack Janicki defends a pass for Breidenbach. Getting off to Harris, flips to Osibor, throwing to Davis, scoops to Breidenbach at the top, angles it back to Davis, baseline right, crowd gets in the way. Whips a pass to Breidenbach, four to shoot, Iheanacho, baseline left, whips it to Breidenbach, he'll try a three, just beating the shot clock, missed it. From left of the circle, Tanjay clears for Wisconsin. Here's Janicki, left side of the front court for the Badgers, throwing to Gilmore, turns to McGee, he'll catch right corner. Amari off the wing, whips to Gilmore, fakes the three, Gilly. Steps back, turned it down, 14 to shoot. McGee driving right of the lane, got by Davis. Reverse layup is good. And Kamari McGee putting on a show at both ends of the floor here. 60-42, Wisconsin with 12 and a half minutes remaining. And McGee urging on the crowd here at the Kohl Center. Kamari with 8 points in the game. Osibor at the top of the circle. Gives off to Iheanacho, left of the wheel, off the Osibor screen. Driving, bobbles, gathers, left block. Throws it out to Osibor, flips a three, left side, short, rebound. Tanjay for Wisconsin with 12-12 to play. 18-point lead for the Badgers. Tanjay stops, pops, up top, back rim, no good. Back tap crowd, out to Gilmore. Gilly driving, whips it. Janicki off the right wing, and he'll retreat above the three-point line. Takes the top of the circle, turns to Gilly. Now he tries the three. Nope, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Tyler Harris.
Good ball movement, though. The balls pop, and they're finding each other wide-open shots.
11:48 remaining, 60-42, Wisconsin. Davis, illegal screen as McGee got blown up by Wilhelm Breidenbach. And that's three on Breidenbach, and we'll have the under-12 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:46 remaining, Wisconsin 60, Washington 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oh, horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 60-42, Wisconsin leads Washington, 11:46 remaining. We've been pointing out that we have not seen Max Klesman in the second half, and he still has the shooting shirt on the bench. Officially listed as questionable, lower body injury right now. Here's Blackwell trying a three, right corner. No, Janicki crashing the offensive glass low on the left, and he'll get the putback.
Yeah, when someone's playing a zone against you, there's offensive rebounding opportunities, and that's exactly what Jack Janicki took advantage of.
And a 20-point lead now for Wisconsin, longest of the night for the Badgers. Here's Harris on the right side. Driving on Xavier Amos, pushed it up in traffic. That's swatted out of bounds by Nolan Winter. 14 to shoot, 11-16 to play, 62-42 Wisconsin.
I hear Nolan Winter's name a lot when we do it. Now I even hear it at home. My favorite player is Nolan Winter. That's all Winter. I'm hearing is Nolan Winter at home. I said, oh, goodness gracious.
Here's Zoom Diallo in the lane. Pass knocked away by Janicki and gathered by Nolan Winter.
See, like it is. I'm telling you, I can't get away from
Blackwell
it.
Blackwell and Amos low on the left, posting, catching, turning, and finishing. Well, talking to Nolan here this week, or it was a few days ago, actually, got great advice from Greg Steensman. I would imagine it's something that you would always wanted to hear. He said, yeah, you get great advice from Steamer as Diallo hits a
so been leader. In the league for a while, probably a lot of really good advice, right?
Yeah, he said, okay. I said, okay, Nolan, what's some of the best advice he's given you? Keep shooting.
Keep shooting, yeah. Uh-huh. That's usually the way it goes, too. Nolan, I could have told you that, too, but, like, the way you shoot the ball, just keep shooting.
Why not?
Just keep shooting.
Jack Janicki with a strong take off the right wing, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Zoom Diallo with his third foul. 64-44. Wisconsin leads Washington with 10:32 left in the game.
Think about what makes this team good. It really is the balance.
Yeah, it is.
And understanding when to take it, when to be aggressive, when is your time to be aggressive. You know, we're talking about Nolan. He's got three shot attempts.
Mm-hmm.
But at no point does he rush it. Does he force it? And that could be the same, you know, Sid, for a lot of these guys. There isn't that I have to go get mine.
First free throw miss for Jack Janicki. The second is good. McGee comes out for Wisconsin. You got Tanjay, Amos, Blackwell, Janicki, and Nolan Winter on the floor. 65-44 the Badgers. And a foul called on Janicki trying to work out high. Now, he played DJ Davis, took one to the face there. And that will be the first on Janicki, the second on Wisconsin. 10:24 remaining, 65-44 Wisconsin. Janicki trying to work over that screen. Inbounds pass Mekhi Mason, sideline right into Breidenbach, catching mid post right. Feeds Davis, shot fake, got Janicki up. Now Mason for three straight on, short, rebound, Janicki for Wisconsin. Here comes Jack up the left sideline of the front court, and he'll snap off the three. Why not? Oh, Jack Janicki with a scoring burst. 68-44 Wisconsin with 10 minutes remaining. Mekhi Mason out high, driving right lane line, scoops it, missed it, rebound tipped off the glass, gathered by Winter for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell up the middle front court. Iheanacho trying to pry it loose from behind. Blackwell the pass, deflected by Amos. Tanjay gathers off the right wing. And Tanjay comes up grimacing a little bit and has lost his balance. And he plays on Blackwell at the right point. Blackwell against Mason. Baseline right, finds Tanjay down the lane, goes up, gets fouled. And a hard landing for John Tanjay, getting some help up from official DJ Karstensen. Iheanacho called for the foul, his first, and team foul number four.
That last three by Jack Janicki. I love it in a 24-point game. Maybe three, four-point game?
Tighter game, maybe not.
I don't know if I would have loved that, you know? I mean, but I'm also not results-driven, right? I'm all about, hey, let's make sure this is a quality shot. Just because it goes in doesn't mean it's a great shot. But you're up by 24. So, great shot.
First free throw good for Tanjay. Janicki strikes me as a guy who has awareness of that, too, in a tighter game.
I would completely agree, right? Yes. And I think one of it comes because early in the season at Greenbrier took a shot that was in a tight game.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't ideal.
Lesson learned.
Came sat right next to Greg Gard. Yeah. So.
Both free throws good. Badgers lead 70-44 now with 9:20 left in the game. Iheanacho out high, drives right lane line, flipped it up and in, getting around Winter. Good take from Tyree Iheanacho. 70-46 the Badgers with 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play. So back on is Amos with a pass deflected out of bounds by Makai Mason.
That's where Amos needs to understand. Pass fake. Pass fake, go over the top. Understand where hands, and they're going to be in passing lanes.
Blackwell loops it over to Jack Janicki. Zone continues for Washington. Amos open. Right side three. Rattles through. Second three for Xavier Amos. He has 8 points tonight. 73-46 Wisconsin with 8:53 remaining. Tyler Harris against Amos. Up top. A handoff to Iheanacho. Amos gives him on the switch. Now Winter picks him up. Turns it back to Amos. Iheanacho kicks it left corner. Harris for three. Too long. No good. John Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Here's Blackwell to the front court for the Badgers, throwing to Amos. He'll take the three. Good. It's that kind of night now for the Badgers. A 30-point lead for the home team. 8:22 remaining and a timeout taken by Washington. And this will be a full timeout. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 8 minutes, 22 seconds to play. Wisconsin 76, Washington 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 8:22 remaining, Wisconsin 76, Washington 46. The Badgers are 13 of 19 from the floor in the second half and 4 out of 9 for the three-point line.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I even know that. I mean, it's amazing, you know. But what's the difference, though? Like, you look at the numbers and how good they are.
Yes.
The ball's moving.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
They're playing free.
Yeah.
They're finding each other. And when you have numbers like you just mentioned, they're on a 12-2 run. Like, it's because the ball is finding the right person. I mean, even the last one where there wasn't a whole lot, John Tonja cuts to the front of the rim, gets it, you know, 2 free throws. So
15 assists for the Badgers on 31 buckets as we play on. Tyree Iheanacho at the center circle against John Tonjay. High screen Kepnong back in there. Now Asabor high low into Kepnong in the paint against Crowell. Up right hand good. First points for Frank Kepnong, who had 12 points, 8 rebounds against Iowa. A quiet night. He picked up a couple of early fouls in this game. Here's Blackwell out high with 8 minutes to play. A bounce for Janicki high on the left. DJ Davis is out on Jack. Gets it to Crowell left of the lane. Kepnong single coverage. Could be a load. Crowell left block, pivots up and too strong, no good. Kept on the rebound. Kepdong spends a little bit of time in the weight room. 7:35 to play, 76-48 Wisconsin. Iheanacho throwing to Osibor at the top of the circle. Osibor against Xavier Amos, flips to Davis, back to Osibor. Runs into Amos and Crowell, turns it back out, deep three, Makai Mason, around and out, no good. The rebound to Tanjay. Tanjay on the move for the Badgers. Gives it up to Crowell at the top of the arc. 7:10 to play, 76-48 Wisconsin. Janicki curls off the right wing. Gets it to Blackwell. 19 of the first half. John driving to the cup. Layup blocked inside. Pinballed around. Blackwell comes out of there with 8 to shoot. Now Tanjay steps back. Feeds Blackwell low on the left. 4 to shoot. Blackwell reverse layup. No good, but a foul. And John Blackwell will take a deep breath and he'll go to the free throw line when play continues. But first, the under 8 media timeout. We'll take another break. 6:51 to play in Madison. Wisconsin 76, Washington 48. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. Might suspend myself from live reads. You might have to take over on Sunday.
Oh, you want me to take over?
I feel like I'm in a slump there.
You got to get to certain breaks and times. Difficult. You can't have someone jump in when you're trying to get to a break.
Well, you're a broadcaster. You're a vet. You know how it works. 6:51 remaining.
Bills you got to pay.
6:51 remaining. 76-48 Wisconsin. John Blackwell at the foul line, hitting his first free throw. By the way, did you have a pretzel tonight?
I haven't yet. I mean, I had a bag of popcorn.
Good. You did. You inhaled that.
Thank you. Free throw, good. I did. There's no question.
Good to see Noah Eagle has recognized the greatness of the pretzel.
Supposedly the best in the Big Ten.
Eyes lit up when he saw me wolfing one down. I didn't know, but he loves the pretzels here, as do I. 78-48 Wisconsin. Here's Osibor turning around Amos, and he goes up and got fouled, sent down. Blackwell helps him up or tries to. Osibor is a lot to him. 6'8", 250-pounder.
Another better than a good pretzel, though.
I'm telling you.
It really hits the spot.
It does.
You carb loading.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I was doing.
After that great workout you had today.
I had a great workout.
Did you really?
I was on the treadmill today. I was, yeah. When are you going to use your clout to you know, get the LePay household a Peloton? First free throw is good for Osabor.
I was on it today. It was great. I give you credit for getting on the treadmill. I mean, hey, it's
that's what you know. It's what you got to do.
I can tell, Seth, you can eat a pretzel tonight. That's all there is right there. You work out so you can eat.
Second free throw miss. Christian King, the rebound out to Osabor, who missed a three, and now Blackwell is there for Wisconsin. 78-49, Wisconsin. That's why we're goofing off a little bit, right?
Just a little bit, absolutely.
6:18 to play. Wow. Tanjay gets doubled. Baseline right pass deflected and pulled down. Good work by Blackwell. A contested catch out front. Up top, flips a three. Got it. John Blackwell having himself a night.
But why is this different than the second half Saturday? Continuing to be aggressive. And I know we're having fun here, but realistically you can see that the attention to detail and the aggressiveness is so much higher.
Here's Iheanacho driving the lane, knocked away, but a foul is called. You had Tanjay and Amos there. 81-49, Wisconsin, 5:49 to play. That was on Amos, his first.
When I say this, I don't mean this in a bad way towards Washington, but more in a positive way towards the experience of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the outcome you should have expected.
It's what really good teams do.
You know? I mean, but that coming down tonight, driving down, I'm thinking this should be a pretty lopsided game.
Yeah.
You've got experience of a Wisconsin team that just took a little loss that hurts, mm-hmm. and you've got a Washington team that, even though they were playing better,
yes,
still a couple of pieces and just year one, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what they've needed to do, and they've done it. I think that's what you said. Really good teams do.
Iheanacho missed the first free throw and the second. Ketnod goes up and puts it back in, and a foul. So after two missed free throws, they have a chance to get a three-point play. Carter Gilmore called for the foul. And it's part of that story with Ketnod. We really haven't seen him do a lot in this game tonight, but he plays with, he's got such great strength and plays with a ton of energy. And in a game that his team is down 30, working hard, and steps to the free throw line, where he is 7 of 11 this year. This is just the 11th game he's played this season. And he pays it off, makes a free throw, 81-52 Wisconsin. Here's Kamari McGee, left sideline of the front court. Slides off to the right against Zoom Diallo. Now it's Gilmore outside left. Christian King is on him. And a man here from Washington. Winter throws to Tanjay. Drives on Harris. Baseline right up in traffic. No, and Tanjay, oh, goes down hard. Ketnong landing on Tanjay. There's a hold your breath moment. And John gets up and appears to be okay. That's one of those you're just checking, like, is everything working here? That was a hard landing from a big man in Frank Ketnong.
You sit it like I sit it. I saw John Tanjay go down and think, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's upset. It's a play on the ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a basketball play, but glad to see John Tanjay get up after that.
Makes the first free throw. Let's see how much longer we'll see Tanjay in this game here. 5:28 remaining. Badgers up 30. Second free throw is good for John. Badgers will play at Michigan State Sunday, a 12:30 tip at the Breslin Center. Spartans are at Maryland tomorrow night. 5:20 remaining, 83-52 Wisconsin. Ketnong at the top of the arc against Nolan Winter. These are for Diallo. Tanjay defending. A pass for Mason. Out to Diallo. He'll try a three right of the circle. They'll let him shoot that. He missed it. The rebound to Blackwell. Zoom Diallo came in 17% from three. A drive, a kick. Blackwell to McGee. Swoops off the left wing. Pivots. Left lane line up. And that's sent away by Ketnong into the hands of Tyler Harris. Harris left lane line to the rim. And he'll lay it in, getting around Nolan Winter. 83-54, Wisconsin with 4:42 remaining. Tanjay throwing to Winter, feeds Blackwell on the left side. John hooks it back out. Winter driving. Ketnong called for the foul left of the lane. That'll be three on Frank Ketnong. And team foul number 7. Now we'll see Marcus Ilver checking in, with the Badgers leading 83-54. I think he's going to come in for Tanjay. Yeah, John was smiling a little bit. He said, "You sure?" All right. Tanjay comes out. 13 points for Tanjay here tonight. on a night where they didn't need him to score a ton. Winter with a 1-1, and it's good. One more coming. Blackwell, 24 points. Tanjay, 13. Crowell, 12. Xavier Amos with 11. He has 8. Janicki at 8. Olin Winter with the second free throw short. Just grazed the front rim. Christian King the rebound. 4.5 minutes remaining. 84-54, Wisconsin. Here's Diallo driving up Blackwell to the cup, but the layup is good. Jim Diallo with 6. 84-56, Wisconsin. Marcus Silver throwing to Gilmore. Feeds McGee on the left side. Kamari flips to Winter, top of the circle. Up and inside, a throwback to Kamari. Baseline left, driving, floats it up, no good. Got his own rebound out to Gilmore. Feeds Silver for 3. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Blackwell battling for it, and King knocked it out of bounds, as we'll have the under 4 media timeout. 3:58 to play at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 84, Washington 56. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. John Blackwell with 19 first-half points. He's got himself a double-double tonight, Butchie. 24 points and 10 rebounds.
Can they steal all the rebounds from the bigs? Bigs are doing all the dirty work, making sure they get all the contact with the bigs. And all of a sudden, those little guards come in and steal. It's unbelievable.
Let me give you a different version. John Blackwell, 6'4 guard, dominating the glass tonight. En route to a double-double.
No, it's, you know, and even last game against Oregon was really active on the glass as well. I think that's one of those things. When you look at kind of the rest of the season, having the guards rebound at a high level, it allows Wisconsin offense to get out a little bit quicker and into your offense. So it's going to be a big part of what's next for this group, especially when you look at this Michigan State game ahead.
Daniel free tag in the game. Inbounds pass, Silver tries a left corner three off the rim, no good. Out to Gilmore, open three straight away. Back iron, no good. Kepnong the rebound for Washington. 84-56, Wisconsin with 3:45 to play. Zoom Diallo sets the floor. A bounce for King at the top of the wheel. Gives it up to Makai Mason. Inside feed for Kepnong. Deflected. Gets it back. Nolan Winter defending. A dig from Gilmore. Kepnong turns left shoulder. Flips it in with the right hand. Kepnong now with 7. 84-58 Wisconsin. 3:24 remaining. Carter Gilmore out there with Ilver, Winter, Janicki, and free tag. Here's Winter. Long three left of the circle. And that's short. Rebound Mason for Washington. Long pass to Harris on the left wing. Trying to back down free tag. Harris in the paint got fouled by free tag. And it'll be the first on the 6'2 freshman out of Bloomington, Minnesota. We'll see Ricardo Greppi check in and Xavier Amos as well. Gilmore and Winter in line to have the rest of the night off. Jace Butler in now for Washington, 6'4 freshman, California native, Wilhelm Breitenbach, ready to come back in. And he is in for Mason. 16 fouls on Wisconsin. 3:07 to play, 84-58 the Badgers. Diallo inbounds to Breitenbach. Now Christian King feeds Kepnong. Flip to Diallo, high on the right. Kepnong sets the screen. Diallo will use it. They work to King. Long three, right side, off the rim. Rebound. Greppy got a hand on it, gathered by Xavier Amos. And now free tag to the front court, throwing to Greppy at the top. Ricardo gives it to Ilver. Baseline left, driving. Reverse layup. Good. Counted and a foul. Marcus Ilver with the and one. 6'9 senior from Estonia.
What you like to see most here, Matt, though, is Wisconsin understanding. Just keeping it down, continuing to attack it. No matter it, so the message was received through that entire locker room.
Yes.
Right. And at the end, we didn't expect anything different. But just it's good to see, even with some of the other guys in, message received.
Ilver knocks down the free throw, 87-58, Wisconsin with 2:38 remaining. Zoom Diallo with a bounce for Wilhelm left of the circle, to Wilhelm Breitenbach left of the circle. It against Xavier Amos. Now King gives it up to Diallo, 12 of the shot clock. Diallo off the Breitenbach screen, high on the left. Amos defense, pass knocked away, free tag. Butler gets it. Diallo has it back. Jump pass Breitenbach. Open three right corner is off the back of the rim. No good. Greppy the rebound for Wisconsin. 2:10 to play. 87-58 the Badgers. Here's Ricardo Greppy. Right of the lane. Gives it the free tag. And he is fouled by Jace Butler. Free tag will be at the line for a 1-1. 11th appearance this season for Daniel Freetag. 2:03 to play, 87-58 Wisconsin. Badgers shooting 54% for the field here tonight. The 1-1 for free tag is off the back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by the Huskies. Zoom Diallo with a minute 55 to play. Diallo up top, kept on the screen. Diallo kills the dribble, right elbow. And to Kepnong, left shoulder turn, up, missed, rebound Janicki for Wisconsin. And here comes Jack up the left side. We'll see Jack Robinson and Isaac Gard at the next whistle. Amos right side, driving on Breitenbach to the rim, and he gets hammered to the floor. Free throws coming up for Xavier Amos with a minute 32 to play. Kepnong called for his fourth foul.
No question. Kepnong goes to the rim hard. I mean, he's trying to block everything.
He does, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think if you're Washington and Danny Sprinkle, you look at them and say, okay, I need some guys, more guys like this for Big Ten play. Obviously, you know, you look at where Danny Sprinkle came from, Utah State, following, you know, trying to understand what this league is about. Obviously, knowing the West Coast, I think all the West Coast, you know, schools are trying to figure out a little bit of Big Ten play as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Amos missing the first free throw. They say the high school basketball in the Seattle area is really, really good.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That's why this job at Washington can be so good, because the talent there. And now, how do you keep them home? How do you, like, that's the question.
That's the trick, right?
That's been there.
Amos missed the first free throw, and he is good with his second.
But I mean, you remember the Washington with Isaiah Thomas?
Oh yeah.
This is a program that can get rolling.
88-58 Wisconsin with a minute and a half to play. Isaac Gard, Jack Robinson on the floor now for Wisconsin. Diallo against Freetag. We play this one out. Spin move Diallo in the lane. Throws it up and in and one. Oh, nice move from Zoom Diallo. They get the second foul on free tag with a minute 19 remaining. 88-60, the Badgers. Wisconsin led 43-28 at the half. And they have continued to be aggressive here in the second half of play. Diallo with 8 points, stays that way, missed the free throw. Robinson the rebound for Wisconsin. 6'5 freshman out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Ilver throwing to guard on the left side. These are for Greppy, top of the circle. A handoff to Robinson. Left lane line pushed it up off the mark. Free tag crashing, gets the offensive rebound. Shot clock at 12 as that drive did not get iron. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Robinson leaves it for Ilver. Marcus flips a three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound to KC Ebekwe. In the game, 6'10 junior. Big guy, 287-pounder with 44 seconds to play. It's 88-60 Wisconsin. Diallo goes to Ebekwe in the lane against Greppy. Turns up right hand. It drops in for KC Ebekwe. 88-62 Wisconsin, 32 seconds to play. And a sub timeout as Aiden Knopp will come in. Chris Hodges as well. I have a rooting interest in Aiden Knopp. See if they can get him a shot here.
I'm right there for it, every day. You got 25 on the shot clock, 31. So you can't have a turnover here.
Yep. Robinson, sideline left, inbounds to guard between the circles. Now to Ilver, hands it back to guard. Isaac, left of the lane, kills the dribble and goes into Hodges. Ebekwe knocked it out of bounds. 16 to shoot, 22 to play. 88-62, Wisconsin. Spring the young man out of Sussex, Wisconsin here. Aiden Knopp, inbounds pass to Hodges. He'll throw it to Robinson. Jack, baseline left. Mid post left. Robinson leans up. No. Rebound tipped. And Robinson keeps it alive with 10 seconds to play. Out to Isaac, guard. Shot clock is off. Crowd wants Isaac to shoot. I doubt it. He'll just dribble out the clock. And this one is over. And the Badgers get back on track and do so very convincingly here tonight. 88-62.
And everything you wanted to see. I mean, that's where it's at. Everything you wanted to see. It's that simple. And it started because of John Blackwell and the way that he performed in that first half. Coming out being ultra aggressive, 19 points, 8 for 11. That gave this team a little bit of a buffer. Second half, they found that chemistry. They found that pace a little bit more in that second half. And because of that, now all of a sudden the ball was popping. Everyone, you know, was able to benefit from it. And look at this, and it, you know, really good win. It's still a Big Ten team in Washington, and you know, one where you feel very good after what, you know, was Saturday, and you got yourself right.
Team pick to the preseason, finished 12th in the Big Ten. The Badgers improved their conference record to 12-5 overall, now 22-6. Your final score, Wisconsin 88, Washington 62. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show as the Wisconsin Badgers shoot better than 51% from the field en route to an 88-62 victory against the Washington Huskies. A get-right night here for the Badgers as they get win number 22 overall. 12-5 here in the Big Ten. Three regular season games left in the conference. Was what they needed. Butchie talked about it. They didn't start great. They had the energy, but
yeah, correct.
But
yeah.
It wasn't great. Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't have the complete crispness.
Yep.
But then as the half progressed, they got the lead to 15, and they never gave Washington reason to believe they could get back in.
Well, they just were continuing to be aggressive and continuing to attack downhill, I think, is the biggest thing when you look at that. And that, again, kind of what we expected. Again, not taking anything away from Washington here, but this is more about Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. More about them just understanding what needed to happen, staying really, really aggressive on what they were trying to do.
Only five turnovers tonight for the Badgers in this game. Wisconsin also ended up with 13 offensive rebounds.
Yeah,
and second chance points with modest 9-6 in favor of Wisconsin. How about getting the ball in the paint? 88 points, almost half in the paint, 42 of them.
And I know that was really important. I mean, you talk about it was that 2-point defense. They made it difficult on Washington. You know, they got some extra rebounds, which I thought would be out there. We talked about that, the keys, and then it was just the start. So, obviously, check all the boxes there.
Badgers win it tonight over the Washington Huskies, 88-62. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger hockey fans, March 2nd is your final chance to see Wisconsin men's hockey hit the Kohl Center ice this season. The Badgers take on Team USA Under-18 squad in a special home showdown. Great seats are still available, including 100-level seats starting at just $10. Lock in your tickets now before the Badgers' postseason run begins at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't miss Wisconsin men's hockey final home game. It's on March 2nd.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take care of business here tonight, 88-62 against the Washington Huskies. John Blackwell with 24 points leading the way for Wisconsin. John Tanjay with 13. Stephen Crowell, Xavier Amos, each with 12. But everybody seemed just chipped in here tonight.
It really was. And I think that's kind of when you see the way a game is going like it was. John kind of took over that first. After that, you can kind of see openings for other players, right? And I think because of a lead, now all of a sudden, confidence starts to improve a little bit. It's a trickle-down effect, just like it was the other way Saturday. What happens when you get things rolling, when you get a guy to take over the first half, John Black, now it trickles down to the rest of the team as well.
We were both really interested to see how Wisconsin could come out. I was listening to someone you know pretty well, John Fanta, who's on a podcast from the great UW grad, Big Cat.
Absolutely.
And he mentioned that, and everybody has different opinions, it's his take that what happened Saturday could be the best thing to happen to Wisconsin. I don't know if I would go certainly opens your eyes. And you could go one of two ways, because we saw a game last year in Lincoln. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I've heard that a lot.
They didn't let it snowball this time.
I've heard that a lot.
You don't buy it either?
I don't buy it because of this. Like, now you've got to have a lot of help from some other people for a Big Ten championship. Mm-hmm. It's still possible, but you got to have a lot of help. I almost would have rather had a game like that Friday in the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you.
I mean, I just would.
Yep.
Like, because then I rest on Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off. Mm-hmm. And I know where I'm going. I got two really good games, two really good days of practice. I get on the plane, and I go play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, play angry there.
Right? Like, so that's where, like, I understand what people are saying. I think it's an easy thing to say as a player. Like, to me, it always meant more to have a regular season championship than a tournament. Now my senior year, we won the regular season, and I was like, "Well, I don't like sharing, and especially when it comes to food, I don't want to share trophies
well,
either."
We know
right?
That.
So I mean, so but to me, like that, so that's where like I get where people are coming from.
Yeah.
Recenter, refocus, but sometimes that recenter, refocus is in play when you play bad for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play bad for 40 minutes. They played bad for 8. So
that was the big message.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when we had Greg on his show for last night, so that was his message. He says, guys, this happened. It's February. You're a good team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I mean,
you had 8 bad minutes. And Greg said,
correct.
Greg said, quote, me included. Everybody's like, everybody took ownership. You sit in it for a few hours.
Yeah.
And then maybe the best thing out of all this is the next game was tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, that's what you were waiting for.
Yeah.
You were waiting for an 8 o'clock tip.
Yeah, but the whole thing is you don't. It's going to happen. Let it be now.
Correct.
Don't let it be 3 weeks
correct.
From now.
Yeah.
Whatever the case, whatever the take, Wisconsin, you know, came out today and play or tonight rather, and played really, really well. Albeit against a team that's sitting at the bottom of the Big Ten, but a team with, as we mentioned, there's some firepower
better.
There, playing
yeah.
better, and tonight. Held to 62 points. Wisconsin wins it 88-62 over the Washington Huskies. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
And the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues as the Badgers defeat Washington tonight, 88-62. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, Nick Martinelli drops 29 points on Minnesota as the Northwestern Wildcats defeat the Gophers at the Barn 75-63. Big win for Northwestern trying to, you got teams jockeying for position, trying to, at minimum, secure a chance to go to Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. Getting late now in Champaign, and Illinois might be getting right. Had a lot of the injury issues, the sickness going through that team. Brad Underwood telling some reporters down in Champaign that I think they're starting to turn the corner with their health. Not good timing for Iowa as Illinois leads the Hawkeyes 76-56 with about 3.5 minutes left in that game. They're, again, a